What about the zeros and the ones?
Hello, everyone. We're back. Welcome to another exciting episode of We Shot First, the Star Wars Saga Edition RPG of the Dawn of Defiance campaign. From now on, tonight marks us getting back to our roots. Tonight is going to be a live show. We are going to try very, 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 very hard. And we finally got our everything together. Let's say cast members are handled on COVID. 7:30 till 9, you will be watching a live show here at www.twitch.tv/GMscut. We'll be live and you can interact with some of the cast in the chat. We are going to be recording this for our podcast, for our vodcast, uploading it to all of our podcast hosts and all of our YouTube channels. Well, I guess we have one and a half. Every week, an episode, 90 minutes of Star Wars every week to get through our 10 books. Finally, this is in part thanks to strange scheduling and, of course, our patrons that we'd like to thank so much for their support. And if you would like to help us get our stuff together, get our shit together, and see more of the shows you love more often, check us out at www.patreon.com/rolemongers, or even the smallest $3, $5, anything donation. It adds up and really helps us. So, tonight, Season 3, Episode 16. And we're going back to our roots. We've got some old cast members. So we've been wrapping up some of the cameos going on with our new auxiliary cast. On Monday nights we've been shooting. We're back to Friday night. We have Jay Tamlin is in the house, returning, reprising his much-demanded role as Dr. Leth.
Well, it's certainly been a while, but I'm glad to actually have a voice again.
Merrick Gilligan and all the rest, of course, you know them. And we are sitting on top of, well, I'd like to fade the scene out, and we're going to get right to it. Dr. Leth, it's been, I believe, 3 days since you took Hoss and the Ark along. You do not have your trusty companion, R4, with you. You left him on Bespin to aid Rahal, or Rahal just kind of hijacked him. Flying the Corellian trades route, you know, the Hyperion way that connects and comes veering off into the bottom left southwestern quadrant of space. Bespin, I think we calculated, was like a D6 or a good 4 to 6 days for you to get here from the Resurgence. Now, the Resurgence has to move around. So it's actually, you guys send a message to O'Keefe, and then O'Keefe bounces a message, and she's back on the docks at Bespin, sitting there with Zin, who's doing all of R4's computer hacking and your computer hacking for you. Bounce a message to the Resurgence, and they said, you know, they gave you coordinates where they're going to show up. One of several, and then you've got to code it and go, you know, which one is it? Oh, probably this one. So you've got Hoss piloting the Ark along to meet with the Resurgence. And I believe you, as part owner of this ship, and Rahal were talking about refitting, resupplying, purging. What did you two want to do to your ship?
Yeah, full computer wipe. Refresh the control system, navigation systems. Also look into upgrading some builds and weapons.
Yes, I remember the shielding. The computers, the wiping and resetting was pretty much a given anyways.
Okay. I'm thinking as we go around and tying up a bunch of loose story ends, Aiden, I'm going to have you dig into the core book along with me, and we're going to look at some ship mods and some rules, as you were our original Star Wars, one of three, obviously, but our original Star Wars rules lawyer, I believe, was you. And we have Hoss piloting, played by Joe Gibson tonight, revising that role. Mr. Hoss, can you tell us a little bit about your defenses, your reflex, your fortitude, and your will defense?
Sure. Reflex of 20, fortitude of 18, will of 14.
Will of 14, you say?
Yep.
Now, it's no secret that you're a cyborg. I mean, you literally did old-time movies on Darga the Hutt's palace wall through a projector eye. you spent a lot of time sleeping hooked up to a machine that was integrated integrally to the Archelon's former owner's ship systems. When Leth took over his lab, let's go to the Archelon. The Archelon? Let's go to the Archelon itself. When Leth took over his lab, please ignore all the people. They're not there. You guys found a bacta tank, a body, and a bunch of hoses and wires from a giant machine hooked up to said bacta tank, not only giving it power as medical equipment, but a bunch of lines running out to the main reactor. At a glance, American Leth was like, oh, this is a very interesting setup to give medical equipment power, but it was way too much power for what was necessary. I mean, there were actual huge cable lines coming off the reactor with dampeners scaling it down to outlets, scaling it down so you can plug in the back tank and stuff without it going poof, you know. There's got to be another way. There's got to be an easier way. It's not like you don't have power here. They had a bunch of equipment down in the bay, you know, possibly taking up every other outlet, but it remained a mystery. And I believe our cursory roles from our mechanic were indecisive. And I believe, if memory serves me correctly, this was one of the mysteries that you guys wanted the Resurgence tech crew to rip apart and solve. Yes? You're nodding. It's audio in some parts of the world.
CC.
Just a reminder, gentlemen, Star Wars is not doing incredibly well on our YouTube. It's doing very well as a podcast, so you have to keep it loose and in the audio world, in the world of imagination. Nodding doesn't count. And then you guys had money that you're talking about, your own ship mods. And then there was Dr. Leth's suspicions about seeing Poser Shan and Master Dina acting weird, holding the bay together, saving his life, and all the computer scrambling that happened with R4. You know, you guys got a lot to look into. But right now, you're on the Archelon, alone, with a police droid, a cyborg, and no sidekick. Dr. Leth, we spoke a couple of weeks ago off camera while you were on hiatus, and I asked you about contingency plans. You know, you said you're the kind of guy that would have software think three steps ahead and have warning systems and things in place that, since you have suspicions, if there's any kind of energy signature or door breaches or anything, not only do you are alerted in your personal comms, you've got cameras set up now. So you can catch Jedi's in the act, so you can catch droids malfunctioning, so you can catch whatever saboteuring your ship, possibly. You also have, what was the thing we talked about? Firewalls and certain software and stuff so that, you know, certain systems can't be breached. Now, as far as you could tell, you've fixed R4, kind of mind wiped him, sent him off with Rahal. He's a done deal. You were still working on the ship systems, searching for malware, trying to figure some stuff out. I don't think Poser ever came clean about the little black box that you found in the cockpit, did he?
Nobody ever asked me.
So it's a... It's one of these fine days. Oh, I almost forgot. Rahal, you've got your butler with you? What's his name?
Alphonse, yes.
Alphonse is with you on the Banshee.
Yes.
Or with O'Keefe on the Banshee. He's not here. Okay, so the only people on the ship, as far as I know, are Haas, your new droid, TP, and Dr. Leth.
Leth.
Okay, so let's talk about TP for a minute.
Okay.
Pull him up here. Do we have a sheet for him? Let's have a look at TP.
I do. It's not 100% complete, but for the most part it is.
You know what I'm interested in? Some basic statistics.
So, reflex 29, fortitude 26, will 25.
Will of 25. Oh, that's right, because this thing has a challenge rating of like 10. This thing's a party killer, and you bought one on sale. A little broken down, right? Brand new.
All CR 13. Right. It's only a CR 13.
Okay. So, I've been doing some little thinking, and let's start off tonight with a bit of a skill challenge for Dr. Leth. Been a while since we've done one of those. With your computer. With your mechanical and computer. Rooting out problems, fixing them, finding minor nuisances. Now, a ship runs, it breaks down. And suddenly you find yourself in the position of mechanic. Like, unless Haas wants to, because we're in hyperdrive or whatever, buzz around in the engine room. I'm assuming he can. You know, work on the sublight engines while the hyperdrive is working and back and forth kind of thing, or just drop us dead in space and float. Well, he's got to pull out the catalytic converter because, you know, we're passing through hyperlane with the E-test and all that crap. Right? Big pain in the butt. So Joe is a mechanic. Sorry, Haas is a mechanic. And Dr. Leth on the computer, I would like a skill challenge set to 5, where you need 3 successes in a row before you hit 2 failures to start off.
Okay.
Call them out and we'll go back and forth. Like with a one, you know, first mechanic checks for Haas and, you know, build up the drama. And while you guys are looking into that, I'm a little bit of ambience. What's the matter?
Oh, I thought I'd purchased a computer visor as well, but I don't seem to see it on my character sheet, so perhaps I... All right.
Come again?
I have a medical visor that I can put on, and then it's a swift action to check conditions of it. I had recently found out that there is an equivalent kind of visor for when you're using this computer that I thought I had purchased, but I don't remember exactly when, and I don't have it on my character sheet, so perhaps I just thought about purchasing it.
Oh, okay. You guys had dumped... Rahal, did you hit Leth up for money recently the last time you guys did something to the ship?
Nope.
Or bought your droid or something like that? Wasn't there a... No?
I didn't hit it. I didn't hit him up for money even the first time we bought the ship. He's just... His role is to keep it supplied. Mm-hmm. And be our onboard doctor. But I am the sole title holder.
Did you gas it up, Leth, before you left? Did we just turn around and leave her? So it's like, we gotta pull over and make a stop because somebody didn't get gas at Bespin, which is actually ridiculously funny in itself. So, about those checks. Some mechanical, call them out.
Right. For what it's worth, I'm using my Xcalc slicing data pad.
Yeah, that should be useful. That gives you like a +5 or a redo, or how does that go again?
That allows me to consider any computer that I'm using to be friendly.
Well, it's your computer.
Well, any ship. Non-hostile, which, yes, I would think so.
Yeah.
So, should be no particular difference.
Well, like I said, if you're looking for malware or something that's resistant, I guess, yeah, I could see that. Okay.
Not sure why that didn't.
Starting with, what do we got for Haas on his first mechanics check?
10.
10.
Followed by 25, use computer.
Success for Dr. Leth.
It'll be a success every time he leaves your room. So I'm just telling you.
Who, you or him?
Him.
Oh, okay.
No, my use computer is only +11 at this point. It's fine.
Well, if you're going into another computer's will, it has a stat, like it has a, you know, stat, right? Mm-hmm. But if you're going up against a hacker that's using software, you're not necessarily just going up against the software. The hacker can also, you know, in and out, let's say. Anyway, where were we? Fail. Mechanics. Success. For use computer. Again. Jeez, Hossley. Merrick left a mess
17.
Of tools. There we go. First success. There we go. There's the hydro spanner. Merrick never puts anything back where it's supposed to be. Gets halfway through ripping apart a panel.
14
that's not...
for use computer.
Oh, fail. Fail. So that's one failure each and one success each. Gentlemen, start your engines. One more round.
22.
Two successes. Now we're getting down to the tiebreaker because when Joe comes up around again.
23.
Two successes. Okay. Gentlemen, one more roll, one more failure, and you fail your skill check. One more success, and you can stop rolling because you succeed. Haas.
27.
Success. Dun, dun, dun. Thank the Academy. You know, punch Merrick in the face later.
And I will use my Flash of Insight.
Which does what? It's been a while.
Extra +5 on any use computer.
Sure.
Mechanics, various other checks.
Okay.
Based on an inspiration. So 32.
32. Okay. Success. Gentlemen, as far as you two are concerned, the ship is running as well as it can in its current condition. It is a used ship. I mean, it's not tipped up shape. There are parts you could replace, this type of thing. But you know what I mean? All is well in the mechanical area. Nothing that you can't remember to monitor or keep an eye on. And back to the cockpit, Haas goes. All fixed up. Put her back in gear. Dr. Leth, searching system after subsystem, looking for code that might have broken itself, strung itself out, and then some kind of malware that might, under certain conditions, restring itself back together. Looking for a place for it to hide. Drives, subsystems, your droid, frantically, and you rip them apart. As far as you can tell, you don't find anything that's, you know, not supposed to be there, or that was added from a previous owner. Like, people update software, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, who decided to run the ship on Linux? I have no idea. But then again, I guess it's a little less glitchy than Star Windows, 10-100. And, you know, like you see other sentient beings work with data patches and onto the HoloNet, and you know, by purchasing upgrades, even hardware that's been like plugged in to modify certain basic system functions. And you found that little black box. Adding it to your scanning, again, it's empty. I mean, somebody reformatted it, kind of thing. Like, it was hooked up, and it there's a log in the bridge that something was uploaded from it to the main systems quite a while ago. But then they formatted the drive. Like, they didn't make a copy and upload it and keep their backup on this drive. They cut and paste, you know, emptied the drive, put all the software in your ship, and just left it, and then reformatted the drive itself. Not necessary. It's almost as someone's covering the tracks. Who messes around with the ship systems? Zinn? Haas? I mean, Merrick's known as a mechanic, but you wouldn't put computers past him. Anyway, we dock with the Resurgence. You give your clearance codes, they find out where you are, they meet you, and you are met by Jimbo. Remember Jimbo? Probably not the same guy, you know, the thumbs up guy. Got you whatever you needed. I think he talked to Zinn quite a bit. There was all that, I need this, I need this, and he was like, the guy running around the big data pad hooking up hoses to your ship. You guys remember that? I think it was Jimbo.
Vaguely,
well. Several technicians, you know, run around on the Resurgence, and you guys down on the third deck here, roll 20 again. We can ping. I completely forgot about pinging. Remember the good old pinging days? Ping. All right. There we go. Try a shift ping. There we go. Docking ring 3. Actually, docking ring 1, because you guys are 2, I should say, because you guys are such a large ship. Freighter, you know, 1, 2, and 3 could hold 3 fighters, but holding a freighter as large as you, you guys dock with ring 2, and it pretty much takes up that entire neck of the bottleneck of the Resurgence. So, the actual Resurgence itself is, do you guys remember this ship? It's the, it's captained by Captain Varana.
Yeah, Nathan Fillion.
Yep, I'm going to show you here, and I don't know. I just love this picture. Like, it literally kind of looks like Nathan Fillion. Nathan Fillion, Captain Adrian Verona of the Resurgence, is your guy. I can't say he comes down to meet you personally.
How rude.
But the techs expect you. You know, you're not, like, met by armed guards or whatever. Like, you guys are still considered Senator Organa's men. You know, you come back. Someone among the techs comes forth and ferrets you out and leans in and says, Captain Varana would like to, you know, would like a debriefing in the ready room. You guys remember where you met and learned about the Sardalak project in the first place?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. At, you know, 0400, that kind of thing. You have a couple hours to, like, rest and restock, that kind of thing. So, Haas, TP. Played by Matt Witt. It's your droid. You can play him. And Dr. Leth, what are the three you guys want to do? You've docked, you know, you're working out stuff with tech to obviously refuel, and we'll talk about money and stuff, you know, out of game. You're here. What do you guys want to do? Your downtime.
TP does rounds on the ship. Security rounds. Just
okay. So you don't actually leave the ship?
Nope. He is specifically ship security.
Okay.
And unless I specifically am like, yo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, you sweep the whole ship and then go to the docking ring, and, like, when people come down the docking ring, there's you and your mag boots at the door, right? Standing in the ring kind of thing? Or, sorry, just inside the hatch on the Archelon?
Yep.
Okay. What about you, Haas?
And then, like, every hour I do a sweep.
Yeah. Sure. Well, Haas, get some different food?
Yeah, some different food. Showering facilities.
Yeah. Just... go shower with the sailors down on the Resurgence, you know, they all run in, they all just kind of walk in there in their overalls and singing YMCA.
You realize Starship Troopers.
Exactly. You know, totally co-ed, naked, smacking each other with towels and shit, you know, and you walk in there and they're all like, hey, down at the, you know, they just go into song. You made a terrible mistake.
Other than that, no, not much.
You see Haas walk in there with his towel, and there's all these people, and all the shit's going on, and just he just kind of looks around nervously, and the door closes behind him between Haas and the camera. Oh, shit. So, 0400. You Haas and Dr. Lith meet with Captain Verona. I want to say Captain Fillion now. Ah, damn it. Captain Verona. Oh, bored. His ship, the Resurgence. He asks you guys for an update. What's going on? You know, like, he's been in contact with the Banshee, you know? Mm-hmm. Wants to know, you know, why you guys come back. Wants to debrief. Is there a specific reason? Maybe you guys came back to hand a message or intel. You know what I mean? Like, his first questions revolve around, like, why did you come back so quickly? You know, you guys are on mission. What's going on? You know.
Ah, yes. We returned because we noticed that there was quite a bit of malfunctioning with our ship that was causing quite a bit of problems. Figured it was much safer to work on and fix those problems here than it would be in deep space.
Hmm. All right. Senator Organa, you know, has nothing in your contract. We are to be a way station for you, but you understand that, you know, there's a 20% mock-up over regular cost because the Eldoranian pension fund that every officer and sailor draws from is just, it's a staggering amount. So they tax everything. Any, this is an Eldoranian ship from the Eldoranian Security Force. Anything you buy from them, fuel, whatever, is like, compared to regular market prices, is marked up 20%. But hey, these guys have quite a pension. You know, a lot of them are going to cash in and just live the high life because that joke just never gets old. Matt, you lost your green screen. It's just, that's really good. I know you can't see this for the podcasting audience, but there's this great picture of Rahul behind Matt, and it just kind of peeled away like somebody ripped wallpaper and revealed his bedroom. You know, it was good. So was there anything specifically new, like even the visor that you were talking about? If you want to purchase it, they may have one. You know, they might be able to spare one from their medical facilities kind of thing. It would be used, but then you'd get plus 20% markup price as opposed to brand new, right? It's like, look, I really need this. It would take some persuasion because obviously they don't want, like, they have a fully stocked medical bay. They need this stuff. So if you
have the medical equipment.
What was it you wanted?
It was a computer, specifically a computer interface visor.
Oh, okay. No, I don't think they would have that aboard the ship. Unless you're lucky that there's like
no.
Like an officer's personal one, and then of course they'd be loath to part with it. Sorry, I got medical visor back in my head. It's been a while. Okay.
No, other than that,
all's well.
Yes, we just needed a place to sit the ship down, and then I can get to work on upgrading the system.
Okay. So you guys do. You're here, unless you hear from, like, when you hear from Rahul, whether it's a day from now or 3 days from now, we can change your schedule. If he says get back here, then you're a day into repairs and need to turn around and spend 3-4 days getting back to him. If he just jumps on the Banshee and comes to you, which I think was the plan when they're done their mission, because he wanted to show up in style on the Banshee and leave, you know, and get the ship fixed up on the side, right? So anyway, the plan is you guys are going to spend several days here and they're going to mod the ship, fix it up, sweep, you know, the whole bit. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure we're safe to say a day to 3 days go by and you guys get some rest. TP does his patrols. You find probably, I'm guessing, Dr. Less personality. Like, the more people leave you alone, you don't seem to be a very sociable person. Haas keeps to himself. He seems to have an endless way of amusing himself by going over stuff in the cockpit, or like you said, he just could.
Dr. Leth is probably at his absolute glory right
now. Yeah, like nobody here, you know.
I'm getting much, much more work done.
Like, he doesn't even have to look at the clock because the security droid is like that on his patrols. So he's just like, okay, that's another hour gone by.
yeah. Now, you don't have your assistant, R4. You can't run, you can't have him crunching data and stuff for you. So that slows you down a little bit. I mean, that's why you bought the droid.
But what I can do is set up put up a little broadcast beacon, probably rigging a comm set it on the security droid as he wanders around so that as he goes by, he passes the kitchen, turns on the coffee maker, comes back, next rotation, coffee's probably done.
Oh, no, he totally hooked so up. He just asked him to. This dude is like,
no need.
He's like a beat cop. So he's got some customer service.
Shows he's got the rifle always in the up, like the jacked up position where you can see the bottom of the clip sticking out of the bottom of the palm facing you. The rifle,
like,
straight
complete,
in the air.
Complete battle droid programming, you know, like.
But also brings you a cup of Joe. That's pretty good. All right. That's awesome. Okay. Couple days go by. Despite being summoned or like that hourly rotation, like I said, TP keeps to himself. If you ask him, there's nothing to report. He's not very hovery and clingy like R4, which, I don't know, you might find refreshing, maybe not. Same thing with Haas. He, you know, he trades stories with pilots and you know, learns about hyper lanes and things. And he's starting to update our hyperlane drive computer with what the Resurgent has access to. You know, that kind of thing. Drinking with the pilots, blah, 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 back and forth, showering with the pilots on a regular basis. I don't know. So,
Tariq gets the information.
Hey, guys, I have fresh soap. Let's barter some
perfect shower talk.
Hyperlane information. Joe's taking this very well. Just, what about you, Mr. Haas? Despite our banter and laying out some stuff, you got to forgive me because, like, Joe and I talk about the game all week long, and it's like, what'd you do? And it comes up, and I remember it, and I end up kind of spinning it out, going, oh, he's doing this. You know, half the time, he's so shy in the microphone. Mr. Gibson, was there anything special you would like your little pirate, I mean, pilot, to do while you're here on this heavily stocked freighter from the Alderaan Security Course that's on a black op mission with untraceable goods?
Not really.
No?
Yeah.
Okay. Nothing disappears from their inventory? Okay. Pity. A few days go by. And one fine day, you guys wake up. Where do you sleep? On your own ship? Or do you guys just take accommodation here on the... remember how you guys had like your little dorm hallway with all the other crew? There's a couple bunks and rooms that are empty.
If I specifically need to sleep, I would go back to the back onto the Resurgent and take a bunk there. But for the most part, I'm actually generally trying my best to work as long as possible.
In your lab, on your stuff.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the possibility about you guys. You wanted to upgrade. And now I'm talking to, like, the entire cast. You guys have discussed this before, you know, talking about upgrading the Archelon. I know there's a certain few patrons
Shields and weapons, man. Shields and weapons. So that if we do have to bring it into a hairy situation, we're not going to get blown out of the air. You know?
Yeah, I asked you guys to look into it on your own. Has anybody, you know, flipped a page in the ye olde core?
We did, but it's been so long, Jeff.
I'm not going to do your homework for you. You want to mod your ship? You need to decide what to buy. There's all kinds of ship mods. There's all just in the shields alone. There's a dozen things you could probably do. You know, the book can lay out your options as well as I could do burning airtime. So, I'm supposing this is something we're just going to have to get back to.
Give me a moment.
It depends. I'd have shield systems up. I have weapons up. What do we want? What are we looking at?
Yeah, there was different tiers to the shields, right?
Yeah.
And so, I think we were going to go better than lowest tier, because I think lowest tier was like $3,000 or something like that.
Give you guys an idea how shields work. I think they work like personal shields. Is they're called deflector shields. And you have two arcs, sort of a forward and a rear arc. And depending on what the co-pilot, usually the guy, like, you know, the Chewbacca position or the guy in the auxiliary, that third chair, they control and give power to the deflector shields. And in some points in the movies when they're running, they say angle the deflector shields to the rear or the front. It's basically, think of like two ellipsoids and they flip them inside each other like this. Now they're on the back of your ship. You know, they flip them to the front and they come around to attack position and both shields, you know, both umbrellas. It's like carrying two umbrellas and one's behind you over one shoulder and one's in front of you, hold it out like a lance. And if you just want to drop your arm and put both in front of you, carapace over carapace, that's angling on the front, angling on the back, you know, type of thing. So for an upgrade of this, shields have an SR rating, I believe, like a shield rating. That's like a damage reduction from D&D, like 5, 10, 20, right? That kind of thing.
Yep. Especially, I think it's like temporary hit points.
Right. They got to chew through this. Now, the cool thing, though, is you guys can, like, when they're down, you guys can spend power and time in and out of combat to regenerate the shields. And it takes time to give them the shield for them to sort of juice back up through their own point system. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 5, 10, 15, 20 kind of thing. X amount of rounds, get them back to full power. But of course, combat doesn't stop. And if they make a hole in your shields and then continue to blast you the next round, you can take serious hull damage. So, as far as upgrading goes, that's the part I'm not too familiar with, Aiden. Are we talking about just increasing the SR on a shield, or how many shields you can layer?
Go ahead, Jay. You probably know more than me.
The upgrade, since I currently am trained with tech specialist, I don't have Starship Designer or Superior Tech. So tech specialist allows me to improve the accuracy of the ship, improve the damage of the ship, improve the shields of the ship that it has, benefit of 5 of SR 5. So I can increase the SR by 5.
And do we have our shield stats right now?
We don't have any shields.
Our ship doesn't have shields.
They're up 5 from where they were.
Really? I thought you guys had shields.
No shields.
I don't think
which is why that's the priority.
Yeah. Just been kind of flying around, you know, no pants.
Yeah, no kidding. Talk about leaving your barn door open. Jeez. Such lost opportunity. Okay, so you guys are just running around with hull points, hoping for the best, hanging out in the wind.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so if he can improve, but not install, Leth can't do anything for you. He specifically just said, I don't have the schematics to build this, I can only tweak this. And if there's no unit to tweak, you guys got to buy and have their techs install something.
Yep.
At 20% overhead. So how much for a basic shield, or do you guys want to go all in and buy mega shields, or, you know, I mean, like...
Yeah, what are the prices? All right. I think we were talking tier 2.
It's not really tiers. You can go by basic the SR.
Yeah.
So generally a good, like a base SR, there'd be... SR-10 is at the lowest, but then it goes up to like... You can get as high as SR-200.
All right.
But it just depends on how much
money,
my
friend.
That would take out like no room for motorbikes. You have two giant generators in the auxiliary lab bay. You know what I mean?
Actually, that's fair.
We take away all of our maneuvering thrusters because we don't need them anymore.
What size is our ship?
And yeah. How many unused emplacement points do we have?
I believe it's 4 unused emplacement points.
Our ship is considered gargantuan?
Yeah.
Okay, so up to gargantuan, the highest we can get is SR-35. If our ship is colossal, we can go up to 50.
35.
55.
35 going once, 35 going twice. And how much?
35 is 2,500 credits.
Per shield. One for the front, one for the back. Now, depending on the size of your ship, you might actually need sides.
It just gives a length.
It just says shields.
For the ship.
All right, let's see. Maybe generating shields.
Nope.
If you're ever generating shields, your current shield rating increases by 10 when you use the recharge shields action. Shields. Not all starships have deflector shields, and they're extremely popular addition for those that lack them. However, the energy and space cost of the shields is extremely high and grows the size of the craft to be protected. Thus, only the largest vessels have enough power and internal space necessary to operate the most powerful shields.
It does say we have shields.
Oh, does it?
Yes. But not details on that.
Huh.
Well, it would probably be the base or...
What's the name of our ship again?
The Gtrok 720 Freighter. Trying to find, there we go.
It doesn't specify that we have to have more than one thing of shields for the entire ship.
Can you put a link for that up?
I'm just reading it from the Starships of the Galaxy, page 43.
Okay, so what are you looking at there, Matt? I'm assuming one of you guys was on the net.
I just posted it in the Zoom chat.
But I meant like just... in the actual game link so that the fans, because we're a live show, right? So,
right, good call.
So that you can follow along at home.
There you go.
720, shield rating of 15.
So we did have shields.
We do.
Which I suppose is good.
Very.
Where's this listed?
Okay, so if you look at the Gtrok 720 freighter statistics, it's a colossal space transport.
So you lost me. Are we actually on the webpage, or are you guys looking
on the webpage? Yeah, on the webpage. So if you scroll down, it gives you the stats. So colossal space transport, initiative -3, senses perception +5. Reflex 14, flat-footed 12, fortitude 25, +12 armor, 110 hit points, damage reduction 15, shield rating 15, damage threshold.
Now, initiative -3 is when you guys are in space combat.
Yep.
And it has its own defenses. And this is all stuff that when you guys finally do get to like ship combat, Haas and Joe are going to have to worry about this kind of stuff. Your hit points are 110, damage reduction of 15, shield rating 15, damage threshold 75. So if I could do more than 75 points of damage to the ship at one blast, you guys could get shooken up and really nasty. Yeah, 5 squares. Have a double laser cannon on the front.
Right.
That's it. No quad lasers that actually rotate a la Millennium Falcon top and bottom. So you guys also talked about possibly, you know what I mean? You can only shoot at stuff that's in front of you in a 60-degree arc.
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe put guns on the back when you're running away. Because right now, you guys need to fly towards the 60-foot arc is your front-mounted cannon.
Well, I was going to say we should probably do one turret gun. So we've got our double laser on the front for the dogfighting, and then we've got Buddy in over our flank. And
belly cannon?
Yeah.
Underneath or on top?
I would say underneath.
More use, especially when you're landed. A lot of our interactions would happen under the shade of said ship.
By turret, what exactly are you referring to?
Same style that they had in on the Millennium Falcon.
We've got various turbo lasers.
A gunner pill.
Yeah, it's a serious modification. You guys are going to rip off the sky dome or add a compartment and full plan overpass. Do you know where your little lounge is? Those four chairs or five chairs that sit below the ladder behind the bridge? You can look up and there's like a skylight. You guys will either be like adding a ladder and ripping up floor panels and going into the hull and welding on, you know, the B-52 underpill or modifying your skylight. That's major renovation to your ship. You guys could be docked for like a long time to do that, even if they work around the clock, which they have no obligation to. Also, these guys may not be able to fit the stuff here, right?
We might actually have to dry dock for it.
Yeah, yeah. Like if you guys want to like mod your shields, I'm sure they could have techs and batteries and stuff and go in there going, yeah, you know, we're going to rip out the shield generator and modify it because we have a massive ship that uses 20 of them and we have 30 in reserve and we'll give you one of ours and rig it up. And you know, that kind of thing, right? So I could see them like improving your shields with you, but I don't think these guys are equipped to...
Well, one step at a time, because I'm pretty sure we can probably only afford...
For now, the best I could do is increase the handling of the ship, increase the damage output we've got, increase the shielding, increase the speed, allow us to do single or auto fire with our one weapon that we have.
I think auto fire is already an option for your gun. Where is it? Yeah, laser cannon double at the bottom.
It's the only option.
Attack bonus plus one or negative five at auto fire. So no, he can take a single shot and go 40-10 damage, or he can actually just turn them on because it gives both bonuses.
In which case, select improved speed plus 25%. Increasing the shields, 5 extra shield rating, plus 2 damage, increased accuracy, or increased
dexterity. We're going to need a sheet for this business.
Yeah, well, I guess it's really your focus. Do you guys want to be a tank?
No, we want to be a surviving freighter.
Joe, I know you have thoughts on this, Joe, because back in the day, you and I were in this, and it was like, let's try to outmaneuver.
Space tank!
Yeah, well, it's just you're in a freighter, and you're trying to outmaneuver starships. No, they have huge guns. Everywhere, you can't outrun them, and you can't outgun them. It's all about shields. Starfighters, okay, they're all over you like flies, because every time you turn, they turn tighter. It comes down to hull and shields, at least in my experience. Joe?
Yeah, that's pretty much... well, you can always just jump away.
Mm-hmm. I would say it's either shields or maneuverability.
Jump away to hyperspace, and what buys you time? You got hit. Just, I would feel neglect as a DM to kind of like, there's something I do know about the system, the old D20 system. It was like, out of the three things you can do to a freighter, personally, my recommendation would be shields and hull. But that's just me.
Because we can also upgrade the armor, which increases the reflex defense of the ship as well.
Unfortunately, I can't do that yet.
Okay. Well, theoretically, the guys here might be able to.
That is true.
Up the reflex defense of the ship as in making it more maneuverable?
No. Armor is bought as an equipment bonus to the armor a starship adds to its reflex defense.
Okay,
yes,
so
licensed or restricted, depending on how
Yeah, so instead of hull points, like the hit points, you're just adding to the AC as in adding like durasteel plating and stuff in certain vulnerable areas. Yeah, they could do that. Sure.
But at the bottom of that paragraph, it also says skill pilots often prefer ships without heavy armor since they can use their character level in place of a ship's armor bonus in any case. So,
really? So, like, what's your level there, Haas? Fifth? As long as he's over fourth level, he could actually turn and burn with this thing better than the... Because base defenses start 10, right?
Yeah, I'm fifth.
Yeah, so you put Haas behind the wheel, your 14 becomes a 15. That's why we hired him.
Our armor right now for the ship is 12, so that's how we get our 14 reflex defense, because there's other than that there's the size modifier of minus 10.
Oh, plus 12 armor. What does it say he can add, that he can substitute the entire armor bonus for the pilot? What was that?
Or it's plus armor or heroic level.
All right. Okay. Let me read off from the core rulebook, page 1. It's either 68 or 88. 68, I think.
Okay.
How defenses are calculated. Reflex defense is 10 plus vehicle dexterity modifier plus size modifier plus armor bonus or pilot's heroic level. So we automatically get the size modifier to the reflex defense. See table 10-1. And then
10.
Armor bonus.
Yeah.
And so you can either use the armor bonus or heroic level. Whichever one's better.
Right. So armor bonus is plus 12. He's fifth level. So he need to be 13th level to get this flat-footed defense up any higher.
So the best I can do is I can raise the ship's dexterity bonus by 2, giving us an extra +1 to the reflex, to the inherent reflex bonus.
Where's the dexterity on a ship? Oh, I see it. 14. So you're tweaking thrusters and pulling,
giving us more control.
Distribution of weight, pull the roll cage, you know. It's like playing Forza. You ever tweak a car in the Forza games? And you just like,
it actually also would technically improve our initiative modifier too.
Neat.
Yes, it would.
Okay. Now, you are free labor, but there's got to be cost in parts and time. So if you bought somebody to do
these upgrades, it is approximately, I can do 1,000 credits per day of work, and it costs approximately, each of these is 10%, plus 10% of the cost. So that would be plus 10% of the cost of the ship, which as it's used is 23,000. So it would take me approximately 2 and a little days.
Right. To add like 1 point of dexterity.
No, to add two points of dexterity.
Oh, okay. So to do the work is just 10% of the ship cost, and you can perform it 2 days. Okay. Well, at least all right. Plus your research. So we'll just round it up to 3. You got to eat and blah, 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 and that kind of thing. Okay. So 3 days, if you can get to 3 days, because we do have to get back on tournament. If you get to 3 days, we'll have a 16 dexterity. Woot, woot. And what was the other thing you guys wanted to do? More armor, duraplating? What's the cost of actually modding the ship? You just put
that
in that 2,300?
Modification. If we were going to buy anything to add on to it.
Yeah, but modding a ship has got to cost money, too.
Own cost. The actual Starship systems that you can implant in, the cost includes the install fees and that kind of thing. It's just that's how much it costs to do it.
Right.
So, for example, we wanted to add Shields SR-20. Has a base cost of 1,250 credits times a multiplier of our Starship size. For us, since we're Colossal, it's times 5. So whatever that math is.
I think it was the next step up that we figured we were probably going to do, because it was like
your shield rating is 15. It's 15. So yeah, you go size 35 if you guys want to go all in.
No, I think we were just going to do 25 is what it was. Because
you want
affordable.
10. Okay. All right.
And then Jay can tweak it once it's been upgraded.
I could do that later. Yes.
Yeah.
The other option is, well, we're here, since they are fairly common, we could buy maneuvering jets. Since I'm increasing dexterity, why not purchase those and have them go up a little higher?
Well, we would have parts to replace on the Resurgence.
Well, the maneuvering jets specifically are actual Starship systems, presumably, since they are available. Availability.
Right. I see what you're saying. We have 2 on each side. They have 20 jets jet, as opposed to a bigger jet. Okay. Like I said, they can help you with some stuff, but I didn't want to make this like your one-stop shop. And not
tweaking our own ship systems,
for you guys to be in fear of an entire episode to get stuff. Some people ask me why we didn't give you a ship, and you guys spent 4 episodes just getting your ship. And once in a while, when something new happens, like, ooh, our first time upgrading shields, here we are in the middle of an entire episode on the Resurgence, hashing it out. But exponentially, this will pick up speed. As you guys find places, nests, docks, you know what I mean? I'm not going to burn entire episodes every time you guys upgrade or whatever. It will pick up speed where other games or DMs would be like, oh, you own your ship. Oh, okay, time for a new gun. Let's do an entire episode where you deal with rat bastard, blah, 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 and all that stuff. No, I'm kind of a first time thing. Like, we've never done this in the show. Let's explore it. The long way, the long division. Now it's been kind of done. Unless there's a new angle or something, or some story thread that comes back to bite you in the ass, like Cthulhu Lou goes, oh, I sold you the wrong ship, sorry. Oh, sorry.
Here we go. This is what we should do. Since I've been working off of a kind of improvised medical suite, why not see what we can do about actually fitting up a full medical suite?
That actually makes a lot of sense.
Ooh. That we could space by dropping the floor at any time. I like it.
Oh, we'll seal that floor up.
You think so?
colossal ship size requirement. It's common availability. 3,000 credits.
Yeah, Jeff, I think so.
Yeah, but think about it, though. You would have to, like, load a patient through the other bay, go up and down stairs or whatever. If you could drop the floor, you could load medical supplies, people. Like, if you just kind of,
quite enjoy having the floor going up and down.
Yeah.
Except when it does it on its own.
Locked.
Maybe make, like, a 2-key system.
That's why it's been kind of... Yes, that
completely
will be
manual,
on.
Not connected to the ship systems in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah. Also, I think at this moment, it's completely busted and hard locked.
Oh yeah, There's something we need to fix. You guys have like burnt out the hydraulics and shit, so there's some repair costs we need to get into.
Some force was applied.
We need to. I'm going to start writing this down. Repair bay hydraulics, right? You guys want to buy SR-25 shields. You want to upgrade them for free, and then you want to.
What was it's not thing? Free. There it's is a cost free. Involved.
No, I mean, like, the free labor of the upgrade is less. There'll be a bit of a cost, but it's. I just put a service that Sifleth is doing.
Money that comes out of me. That's
What was the other thing? Shields, the fix the bay, and what were the arm? Oh, the dexterity, right. Dex the ship, right? That's going to take days and money. Okay. Sorry, just making a few notes so that when we, you know, we get back to this, it's like, oh, yeah, there's those costs. Probably don't need to. I can just hand wave this stuff kind of right now. I just wanted a kind of a loose picture of what kind of days. And Dr. Leth J talking about the $1,000 worth of work per day that he can personally put in. If you guys have a crew do something, I'm assuming the cost is the cost, but the crew might be able to work faster than you. Or it's just, I don't know, there's only one screw for the hydro spanner and everyone else is running. It's not so much faster. It's just, you know, you just have a crew to help.
More spread out.
Yeah. Or something like, no, you can't put a pillbox B-52 gun turret by your lonesome. You need loaders and loader droids and people and carryalls and, you know, blah, blah, blah. A dry dock. Okay. So we're well on our way. Grapple, Ryan. The ship has a grapple of plus 35.
Yeah, we should install some arms. That'd be amazing.
Big, thick arms.
It has arms. We just need to put its front flippers on.
That's for, like, I think that's against, like, tractor beams.
Yeah.
It is.
So what actually did we decide finally to purchase? Because that comes out of my finances at the moment.
So what would the cost be for SR-25 shields?
$7,500. And we can actually technically sell back the previous ones at a fourth of the cost.
You know, what is your net worth right now, Jay? I mean, you're a doctor, honey, and there are some single officers aboard, male and female, just curious how much money you're worth right now, and the DM needs to know.
Oh, after the after the working that I've been doing on the ship... I'm down to partly...
Did we level you recently?
36,000 at the moment.
Jay, were you here last time we talked about leveling our characters?
Money bags.
We're at level 5, correct?
I believe so, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, so I'm just curious. How much credits do you have access to in your accounts? I should not walk around with it.
It is partly 36,000 credits at the moment.
Okay. But you have some cheddar to work with. And now we will double check these calculations through the week, but... Trusting a rules lawyer at the moment, 7,200?
7,500.
7,500 to get the shields?
And yep. then if the previous ones are in good order or good working condition and we can find a buyer, we can sell them for a fourth of its original value.
And the previous ones were 15, so 50, 5,000.
Did you say a fourth?
One fourth.
Okay.
Page 38, Starships of the Galaxy.
Well, I'll tell you
paragraph one of gaining emplacement points.
How about this? We'll help you... They'll help you do all the mods as a favor to Senator Organa. You know what I mean? Like, if you can do something, Jay, your own cost of labor, they can assist you for free. If you need them to do something for you, you got to pay full price plus 20%, plus 20%, plus 20%, right? But if you start throwing stuff at them going, well, here, this is worth money, they'll waive the 20%. Or that could come off the 20%.
Like, Sounds fair.
Right. So 7,500 plus 20%. That's another 1,500. So it's actually 9,000, right? What's a shield generator worth at 15 SR?
5,000.
Right? And they went up 1,500. So it's like, well, here's a $5,000 worth of... Okay, now is that brand new or used? Because remember, you're selling the stuff used.
We've never used them.
What? The ship is used. This is a used ship with used crap on it. That's old.
But we've never used them.
5,000 new, so okay. One quarter of that.
That's certainly how Rahal would approach it.
Sure.
It's never been used the entire time I've owned the ship.
Yeah. Do you know this was broken the entire time? It's like going to a pawn shop. You can't get it to work. This is looking at you funny. Sorry, Jay, you're saying?
It's 5,000 new.
Right. See. Trying to swindle me with brand, like, here's our brand new. No. What's used? You guys are quick to drop the used ship price from 93,000 to 35,000. So, what's the ship?
Be quarter of the price, 1250.
Yeah. So there you go. So if we're going to jack you $1,500 for 1,200, give me a persuasion roll. And it's like, well, we'll take the machine as cost. You know what I mean? They'll soak up the 300 credits if you can persuade them to say, instead of us, you know, instead of you guys, here, I'll pay you 75 plus my...
If you do it in trade, I'll tell you about that horrible itchy rash.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, do you want to actually offer medical services? No, he's going to be busy doing the labor, though. He's got shit to do, plus his research.
Yeah, but it could be medical stuff at a later date.
Well, we don't know if you're going to die. Or if you get everything done, you're sitting here. You could be sitting here for a couple extra days. Like, you guys could do all the ship repairs up front and still be waiting 5 days for Rahal, where it's like, okay, line up, cough.
That's true, but what I could do for now, at least, would be offering them the formula that I've completed for the
Dude, that's going to cover the entire cost of everything.
That's true.
Don't just offer them that. That is like, that's a game changer, man. That's like corporation building kind of proprietary knowledge.
Rahal comes diving out from the shadows to tackle.
The spirit of Rahal soars across the universe. What are you doing? Are you mad?
Well, I thought he would just like, remember he was offering medical? Here's a vaccine for you. And he starts testing it on them.
No, that should be fine. Worst case, if the persuasion check fails, I'll just keep the equipment myself and sell it later.
Okay. So, persuade us to take this 1,200, never been used.
That is a 14. I'm not trying to say it's never been used.
You want to use a force point?
I suppose I leveled up, so I do have...
You should have like six or seven of them.
Yeah, well, you can only use one on a roll, but it would help, you know.
Certainly. There we go. That is a 16 now.
Yeah. You know, all DMs love the number 15 on a D20. That's your basic hit this number, you know, one third of blah. Then it's modified by level, blah, blah, blah. So 16. I would actually say, like, they hum and haw a little bit. But again, because you work for Organa and this is all hush hush and stuff. So, like, yeah, they agree. So it costs you 7,500, not 9,000 credits to do that first thing because you trade up the old SR shields.
Fair enough.
So if we cut and paste this page, not to mention, you know.
Just modify on the fly. That's a good idea.
Yeah, yeah. Cut, paste the sucker. Oh, I've lost my, where is it? Here we go. I'll make an official.
You'll never find your marbles again, Jeff.
Well, I'll make the official copy. Copy all of this. We'll start a note, brand new note. Okay, so start calculations on your next modification. That took 3 days.
Yeah.
Two and a bit, plus negotiating. Plus the guy spent most of a day.
And now we're rocking SR-30 shields?
No. You guys ripped out a 15 for a 25. He hasn't modded them yet.
Well, you'd think he'd mod them on it. It only makes sense, but hey.
Actually, the three-day thing, sorry, that was to bring your dexterity up.
Yeah.
So, install, then tweak. You bring the computer home, then you play with the software. Got to get up and running and tested, then you go. So how long would it take you to mod this thing?
If I went from there to working directly onto the ship for the shield rating, it would take me, again, 10% of the cost.
Now let's assume that Haas as a mechanic is assisting you, like ripping the guts out of this thing. You know what I mean? Like you do have Haas to assist you in any mechanical, you know. We're literally removing a shield emitter and replacing it with a different one.
He is not trained, but he does have skill in mechanics.
Okay.
Here's a quick question for you then. Am I directly modifying the shield or am I modifying the ship?
The shield.
So, okay. In that case, it's plus 10% of the cost of the shield, which would be 7,000 or 750, which means I could complete the work in a day.
Okay. And how much to just rip it out and put it back in before you mod it? How much time does that take to actually add something to a slot? Also, your shield, does it take up a slot? Are we like suddenly gaining a slot when you rip it out and then using it back up when you put a bigger one in? Or does the bigger shield use a slot and a half? You know what I'm saying?
Each upgrade should have a slot requirement.
And we went from 10 to 25?
Yeah.
No,
15 to 25.
Okay, sorry. Doesn't matter. Below 25 to 25, they're both one emplacement points.
Okay.
Cancel out. They're good.
Okay, that's good. So you pulled it out just okay. Well, that's good to know. So you're scratching this money as we go here?
Working on it. Okay. So in that case, we were going with 750 off of that?
Yes.
Okay.
So now your rating. Okay, so I will change it manually to 25. Done?
30.
You had a 15, you bought a 25.
He's buying it, which adds 5.
Oh, I see. He's
factoring the cost of the type for that now.
Right, gotcha. Okay. So your shield rating, 30. Now, does your damage reduction mimic your shield rating?
No, that's your armor, I think.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think he's right, yeah. Okay.
I could be wrong, but actually, it does mimic the number. I don't know.
Yeah, to look into that. So, what was our next move? You rip the shields, you put them back in, you mod them. It's a day to do the rip and pull, and it's a day to mod them. So that's 2 days you've been here.
At this point?
Three if you count the respite of refuel and fucking around. So that's 3 days. Okay. Now you guys wanted to up the dexterity of the ship, which is going to take 2 more in a bit, right?
Yes.
Or do you want to stop spending money?
I've already calculated that money being spent, so...
Yes. Oh, that's a whole other $7,500.
Hmm?
We're talking... How much was it for you to raise the dexterity? $1,000 a day? Was it 2,500?
It cost me 2,300 credits to increase the dexterity of the ship.
All right, which is 60, which gives us a plus one to our reflex defense.
Wait, was it plus one or plus two?
Well, you get plus two
dexterity, so you get a modifier plus.
Of plus one. So your reflex goes from 14 to 15. You're flat-footed, can't be helped because right. It's armor only.
Initiative goes to minus two.
Yep, got it.
And our dex goes to 16.
Oh, you know
that's it, though.
You know what we should do? You know what we should do? I'm going to put the originals in brackets just so you guys can see how shiny.
Would that affect our base attack bonus as well?
Attack bonus? No, it did not. It does not. That's the... Oh, actually.
No.
Not our base attack, but our ranged attack bonus because of
dexterity.
Let
me read this off for vehicle. Attack is d20 plus BAB... plus vehicle's intelligence modifier plus range modifier.
Oh, intelligence. Yes.
BAB cool. Can be swapped.
It's zero.
So can I.
It's zero.
It's the gunner or the pilot.
Okay.
So it depends, you know, what kind of vehicle it is.
Your ship's intelligence is 13 with a plus one. So anyway, what do these go into? What are these modifying? What number?
It's just our attack modifier,
like if you just use your screen and go base attack is zero, right? But the pilot or the co-pilot can swap his in, right?
Cool.
Turn off your targeting computer, Luke, you know, that kind of thing. You got Haas leaning forward with cyber eye squinting out the front windshield. Where are you? Okay. So anything else? Right now?
No, I think that's it for
That's 5 days and...
Yeah, no. If it's still beyond 5 days, I would then start working on things that we possess,
okay.
Like weapons and armor.
So now, gentlemen, I show you the new stats for our Arcalong Gutrog 720 freighter, where you see the initiative is at -2, not 3. You see a reflex defense has been upgraded to 15, and dexterity is to 16. Doug Warren and Doug Baldwin, the patron, would be very, very, very proud of you guys. Because I know they've been itching for this, going, mod the ship, man, mod the ship. And we will see you guys back at the tournament next time on We Shot First Star Wars RPG Saga Edition Dawn of Defiance campaign. Thank you. And say goodnight, Dr. Les.
Well, it's been a long day, but good night, everyone. 5 days.